Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and I think we would all agree that one of the greatest threats to American culture is the woke mob and what Elon Musk calls the woke mind virus. I mean, just think about how much this thing has metastasized, and in such a short time. What started with pronouns has now evolved into full-blown, unethical, and illegal DEI initiatives at many of the top corporations and educational institutions in the country. In short, the left has been pushing a narrative that it is okay to discriminate based on race, gender, and sexual orientation, so long as that discrimination is against whites, men, Christians, and whoever they deem to be the privileged. But their narrative of nonsense is blowing up in their faces. My guest today is Ross Givens, and according to Ross, the entire idea of DEI and its benefits was all built on lies. The data that got the whole thing started was actually manipulated, and he's got the proof. Ross is our go-to expert on insider trading. He teaches regular folks how to piggyback on the trades of top executives and politicians so that they can get in on early on the stocks that are poised to take off. In fact, he's holding a free training event for all Turley Talkers this Thursday, April 25th, which I'll tell you more about in a minute. But, you know, I want him to share his evidence about this DEI fraud because, gang, this is shocking and frankly maddening. Ross, welcome back. As always, thanks for joining us.
Dr. Steve, always a pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure, my friend. So tell us what has come to light recently involving DEI. And also, just for clarification, if you don't mind, if you could explain what DEI is for anyone who's not familiar.
Sure. Yeah, so DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And like you said, these are programs at big companies where they hire and promote based on race, based on gender. So if they've got a job to fill, you know, they might say, yes, Eric, the white guy is more qualified, but we're going to give this job to Amber because she's black and she's female and she's transgender. So, you know, it's discrimination, plain and simple, just right. In reverse. But as you said, Dr. Steve, the house of cards is finally falling. Now, the whole DEI thing started around 2015, thanks to a little consulting firm called McKinsey and Company. I guess it's not little, it's one of the big three, but McKinsey published a study that demonstrated corporations with more diverse leadership, meaning women, racial minorities, were also more profitable. They did follow-up studies in 2018, 2020, 2023, all reached the same conclusion. The more diverse the company, the more successful it was, and the more money is made. So the far left, as you know, took this thing and ran with it, right? They used these studies to not only enact these racist and sexist policies, but to justify, right? Job postings unapologetically advertise they're looking for candidates of a certain race or gender. Universities like Harvard were turning away more qualified white and Asian applicants in favor of blacks and Hispanics with lower test scores. But here's the big bombshell. The whole thing appears to have been made up. No one has been able to verify McKinsey's research because they refused to turn over the numbers. So recently, two accounting professors, a Dr. Green from Texas A&M and Dr. Hand, the University of North Carolina, published a research paper where they reverse engineered the study to try and replicate McKinsey's findings. And guess what? They couldn't. They found zero correlation between the diversity of the equity teams in any financial outperformance.
So this whole DEI charade is it is itself built on a charade, built on lies.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Right.
I mean, when I was going over this is what makes me so mad, and I'm sure all of our audience is mad at this point. Just think about how many people have suffered because of this. Think about how many people have lost their jobs. Think about how many people were passed over for promotions. Think about how many people got rejected from universities that they applied to. By the way, I've seen it firsthand. I was in education for 20 years. I saw it. I saw unqualified people get in and fully qualified people not get in. It ruins lives. And you're saying it's all based on a lie.
It's all a lie. And worse than that, Dr. Steve, it has put people's lives in danger. You know, the CEO of United Airlines went out last year, and this guy's as woke as they come. I mean, he's quite literally moonlights as a drag queen. I'm not making this stuff up. But this guy says last year, the main focus for all the new pilots they're hiring is diversity. Not experience, not the best trained, not the ones with the most hours. Diversity. One of their pilots, which was ironically a diversity hire with fewer training hours, almost crashed a 777 off the coast of Hawaii last year. There's 271 passengers on the thing. You know, Boeing, I've heard you talk about before. You know, they're a big proponent of DEI. These guys have the doors falling off their 737s mid-flight. I mean, I laugh, but it's really not funny.
No, I know. I know. I was just flying United just a few weeks ago. I know we were all going, oh. I mean, it is scary. And, you know, this, of course, raises the question, how was McKinsey able to get away with what sounds like fraud, to be honest? I mean, this is academic fraud. They just make the stuff up and hope no one would ever check the numbers and that kind of reverse engineering form of corroboration.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of. I mean, what they actually did was they analyzed the data in reverse. And so what they did, you know, instead of looking at a firm's diversity in the years leading up to this given, you know, the financial performance, what they did is they took a snapshot of the executive demographics after that period. What was happening was, as this notion of DEI started making its way through the mainstream media, the most profitable companies were the ones who could afford to fund these large DEI departments, to hire more executives with the right ethnicities for optics. And so, in other words, these companies were diversifying their executive teams in order to maintain this better financial performance, not the reverse.
Yeah. it's so crazy. You're turning my world upside down. It's so crazy that all it took is just this one unverified, uncorroborated, unchecked study to send the entire country down the path of insanity. So, I mean, how is this seen as anything other than just, you know, reverse discrimination? I mean, Fortune 500 companies are hiring, firing, they're promoting employees based not on competence or performance or merit, but on these external qualities of race and gender that I always thought we were always trying to get beyond. This is exactly what the civil rights movement fought to end, as I understood it.
Yeah. And I don't even call it reverse racism. It's just racism.
It's just racism.
It's reverse if I'm white. It's race. You're choosing on race. And look, it'd be one thing if this was an outlier, right? If this was some, you know, trendy little coffee shop in Portland who said, we're only going to hire bisexual immigrants or, you know, something that doesn't affect our lives, fine, whatever. Be weird in Portland. But this goes all the way to the top, Dr. Steve. This goes to the highest office in the land.
Yeah.
When President Biden ran in 2020, he stated publicly that his vice president, whoever he would choose, would be a woman.
Right.
When he was appointing a new Supreme Court justice, he vowed it will be a black woman. Doesn't know he's going to pick, doesn't look at anything, but he knows he's picking a black woman. Here's how crazy that is. Do you know what percentage of attorneys are black women?
I do not.
3%. 3%.
Yeah.
Now, he is choosing one of nine Supreme Court justices, a person that will preside over the highest court in America for life. And the first thing he does is rule out 97% of the candidates because of their race and their gender. I mean, just flip this. Can you imagine if when Trump was appointing person, he said, I don't know who I'm going to pick, but it's going to be a white male.
Right.
I mean, what would happen?
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of when you came on a few months ago, you talked about BlackRock's ESG scam with the stocks, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but they were basically putting more money into the ones that met their criteria for social governance, the ESG, right? Which in turn made the stocks go up.
Exactly.
So they were doing the same thing in effect as the McKinsey study. They're saying, see, these good and ethical components of all things woke are better investments, and their stocks outperform all the other guys. But in reality, it was all artificial, right? Yeah. They were arbitrarily, as it were, pumping. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. Right. They're saying these are the great, you know, these stocks are going up because they're so woke. No. You said they're woke, and then you pumped all the stocks up. It's the same thing as the McKinsey study. These companies aren't great because they're diverse. You took the great ones and made them diverse.
Right.
You know, we talk about this all the time. The guys at the top are always going to win. You know, the Larry Finks of the world, they may preach social justice and equity in public, but all they really care about is money. I don't care if it's BlackRock gaming the system to make their favorite stocks go up, or whether it's a congressman buying NVIDIA stock before favorable legislation. They always end up on the winning side. And that's why I follow these people's trades. You know, CEOs, CFOs, executives, board members. I mean, these people have access to inside non-public information about their companies. Right. They know the news before everyone else, yet they're allowed to freely trade their company stock. But the silver lining to this is that we can see those trades in real time. Yeah. We know exactly what stocks they're buying right now with their own money in their own account. And so once you know where to find this information, which is free for anyone to access, it really levels the playing field. You just piggyback these insiders and you can invest and buy stocks with the same advantage they have.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I love what you do. And you and I have met in person. We've had dinner together. And I could just talk to you for hours about this stuff because you actually teach people how to do this too. Just your average person out there. And I love how you turn the tables and take what is clearly a huge advantage for these people in the stock market and show regular folks how to profit from it. Now, you've done a number of training events for Turley Talkers in the past. Those have been extremely, extremely popular. And we continue to get such great feedback from people that attend. You know that. I mean, you have so many Turley Talkers now, I'm sure, as your clients. You're doing another free training event this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Give everyone an idea of what they can expect from this training session.
Well, you know, like you said, first of all, it's a completely free event. You know, we host them online so that everyone can attend. And all I do is show people how to legally follow these insider trades. The concept is very simple. It's my follow the money system I use for everything, right? When the people running that company are buying their own stock with their own money completely out of nowhere, that is tipping you off that good news may be coming. You know, when I did your show in January, you asked me, and I shared a stock. Mm-hmm. I told you about a little biotech stock. Nobody had heard about it. It's called Perspective Therapeutics. Mm-hmm. We were recommending to members for simple reason. It wasn't based on earnings. It wasn't based on any kind of crazy. But the company's chief medical officer put almost his entire salary in the stock in one day. Several board members were buying the stock, too. So was the chief financial officer, totally out of nowhere. So we said, look, it looks like they know something. A couple weeks later, they raised $80 million. I just see that stock's up 280% since I told y'all about it 3 months ago.
It's amazing.
Before that, we bought a stock called LifeMD for the same reason. Everyone inside the company was buying. The CEO, the chief operations officer, the chief acquisitions officer, board members, even the general counsel was buying the stock. And that's about as clear a stock tip as you're ever going to get. So surprise, surprise, the company reports blowout earnings.
Yeah,
we've tripled our money in that stock. You know, so it really is that simple, at least conceptually. Most people just don't know where to find this information, how to use it. And that's what we try to empower people with. We host these free training sessions with your viewer. I think we do one a month, one every other month.
Mm-hmm.
Show people how to do it. And we don't hold anything back. This is 10 years of my life. We try to jam into an hour. Now, as a bonus, we're also going to send everyone the research on our newest insider stock pick for free to everyone who registers. So I said it before, even if you can't attend, I encourage you to register for that. Just put in your email. We'll shoot you that over. You'll be smarter for it. It could make you a lot of money like this last one. That's more than tripled.
Yeah, just that resource alone is absolute gold. So definitely, gang, you have got to click on that link below and sign up for this very special free training with Ross. Seriously, he's amazing. I mean, I've sat through so many of them. He is so good. It's this Thursday, April 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You're going to learn how to trade with the exact same insider knowledge as like BlackRock has, but you're going to do it perfectly legally and ethically. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited. They fill up so fast whenever Ross is doing a free training. So click on that link below right now and register today and get ready for an event that promises to absolutely change your life. Ross, thanks so much for being with us. I don't know. I'm so excited by the free training, but I'm also I'm angry about the DEI.
But. Yeah, you know, I learned a long time ago, Dr. Steve, you can get angry, or you can just get even.
It doesn't make anybody any money
to sit around here and whine and protest. So I'm taking matters in our own hands and trying to show people, look, if they're going to be corrupt, fine. Let's at least make some money off of it for ourselves. So I hope to see everybody this Thursday. Look forward to it. And thank you again for having me on your show. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Steve. I appreciate all the great work you do in a world of biased media that spews lies like this DEI nonsense that went unchecked for 9 years. I speak for myself and all members. Really appreciate what you do and sharing the truth and sharing facts with Americans.
Right back at you, Ross. Thank you so much for that. God bless. Click on that link below, gang.